I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there are a few hunting opportunities left for this hunting season, and one of them is on the steep and rugged benches for ruffed grouse. We'll talk a little more about the prospects for such an outing in just a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Grouse hunting isn't always the easiest pursuit in West Virginia. A struggling population and a lack of habitat have been hard on the state's numbers of birds, but 2005 would appear to have been one of those where there was an upswing, according to biologist Bill Igo.
From what I've talked to hunters, grouse hunters and deer hunters during deer season, they say they were flushing quite a few birds from what they have in the past. Deer hunters in Greenbrier County, Pocahontas County, they say they're flushing five or six at a time during the deer season. Then I've talked to a few grouse hunters, and they say they're flushing a little more birds. It ain't spectacular like in the 90s or 80s, but it's a little better than last year.
Oh, the 90s and the 80s, years when the reclaimed timber and mining operations in the state were just beginning to regrow with some pretty dense undergrowth. A slowdown in those industries over the 80s has left a gap in the available habitat, but a recent surge is making southern West Virginia the place to go.
A lot of your better grouse hunting right now is in those southwestern counties, those like Boone, Logan, McDowell counties. There's a lot of cutover land, a lot of logging jobs, and that's what they got to have. We found out with that grouse study we did a few years past, you got to have some pretty thick stuff for a grouse to survive because everything out there wants to eat it.
The predators might surprise you. The study Igo mentions revealed the number one predator for grouse is hawks and owls. Now, one would probably think the ever-abundant coyote was putting a squeeze on the birds, but the research shows that simply is not the case. Igo says another critical factor is reproduction, and more specifically, the weather conditions during the hatching period.
Critical times right there when they hatch off. If they're right there when they hatch off, just the first probably 5 or 6 days, if you get cold, wet weather, that hen probably loses that brood. Yeah, first few days she can brood it because they can get under. They're small enough to get under, and they've still got the yolk sac that they can get nutrition from.
Now, that's generally coming in the month of May. Fortunately, last May, things were pretty good.
Yeah, we had better brood production in 2005, so we predicted that it would be a little better.
So get your dogs and your shotgun and make a day of it hiking in the West Virginia hills in search of that heart-stopping thunder of the ruffed grouse wings taking flight. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.